It's Wednesday, July the 26th, and you're tuned in to the TNIB podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
This is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the world. They say that the biggest of the coolest things might have just happened this past week.
Tell me.
It was San Diego Comic Con. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say fidget cubes, but that came out a while ago.
I thought you were going to be super egotistical and be like, my birthday.
Oh, yeah, the coolest thing that happened, yo.
Oh, shit.
I got a year older.
Dang, you turned a birthday.
1 year closer to the grave, baby. Mwah!
Wow.
Bless up.
That's dark. Anyway, so San Diego Comic-Con is upon us, or it was upon us. It had happened, and there's a lot of stuff that came out from it.
I heard that place is pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a ton of trailers for tons of movies if you wanted to see all that sort of stuff.
So I forget, is San Diego Comic-Con the biggest one, or yes. Is New York Comic-Con?
No, San Diego. Okay. San Diego is the one. If you are into any sort of pop culture, sci-fi, comic book, geekdom.
What about anime?
Sometimes. It depends if your anime is named Shingeki no Kyojin.
What if it's named Death Note?
Then do I have something for you.
Okay.
Because that's a great place to start. There was a new Death Note trailer for Netflix.
Yep.
Did you check it out?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
That looks
great!
I don't know! Listen, William Dafoe as, I forget his name, the main demon.
Oh, yeah. I always know him as Shinigami.
Shinigami, yeah. The William Dafoe as Shinigami, like, his voice is kind of perfect for that role. And, like, even imagining William Dafoe's face as that demon, I'm like, yeah, that still works.
Yeah.
I don't know, the other guy, though. The other guy, though. That's just, see, they just
pulled... Oh, the guy who plays Light?
Yeah, the guy who plays Light. They just pulled him out of, like, CW-type cast. Like, they got...
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, I guess you gotta do what you gotta do. But it looks fine. It looks serviceable.
It sure does.
Doesn't look like a train wreck.
I believe that was the only anime-related thing.
Yeah. That's also coming from someone who doesn't really like Death Note all that much.
Okay.
So...
You don't like Light or L?
No, I read it when it came out, and then I was like, oh, this series can really go places if they don't go to the obvious place of Light gets drunk with power, and then Light got drunk with power, and I was like, I'm out. I checked out.
Yeah, that's about what happens. Okay, cool. So we'll switch gears. Maybe pseudo anime. How about that?
All right.
Voltron season 3.
That show's still going?
Yeah, man.
Huh.
It premieres in August.
I watched halfway through the first season.
Yeah.
Sorry for the yawn.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that show still existed. Yeah. I thought that show got canceled.
Yeah. No. It's hella strong.
Okay.
It's going.
Did the CG get any better?
It's alright.
Okay.
Okay, we'll go to full-on animation.
Alright, go.
A couple years ago, I used to talk about the show that I liked watching a lot called Young Justice.
I heard about it.
Got canceled.
Yeah. For probably good for good reason.
Probably. It got canceled on a big cliffhanger. And then we were just like, well, that sucks.
So it's Samurai Jack?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now it's back for season 3.
So like Samurai Jack?
Yeah, but I believe it's going to premiere on DC Comics web app?
Huh.
Uh-huh.
Weird.
Yeah.
At that point, why release it?
Just, I don't know.
If they're just like, here's this thing we brought out to die.
Yeah, I don't know. So yeah, there's that. And since we've gone to the comic book story, did you see any of the comic book trailers?
I saw, what's it called?
Did you see the Justice League one?
Yeah.
That one was cool.
Wait.
What?
I didn't see the Justice League one.
What? That was the only one you should have saw.
No. I saw Dark Knight, or Dark Tower.
Okay. Yeah,
that was pretty cool. All
right.
Did
you see Thor Ragnarok?
No.
What? The Hulk talks.
No, he doesn't. He just says Hulk smash.
No. The Hulk talks.
Oh, cool. Okay, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, the Hulk talks.
What else?
Tell me you saw the Defenders trailer.
Nope.
The Punisher trailer?
Nope.
What?
We shouldn't have went out for wings before this. We should have could have saw all the trailers.
It's okay. You don't really need to see them. I mean, you're going to see the movies.
Yeah, true.
The trailers that... What about Stranger Things season 2?
I did see that one.
What'd you think of that?
That looks fun.
Yeah.
I think Stranger Things 1 are our best thing last year.
Oh, high hopes.
Yeah.
Ooh, high expectations.
Ooh. So,
how do you follow that up?
I don't know. But it seems like they're kind of capturing everything else. Like, I really like the whole thing of they're dressed as the Ghostbusters going down the street. Yeah. Right, and they're kind of still capturing these kids while they're still kids, because I know there was a big rush to get the next season out because they're growing up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. The two teenage characters kind of look the same still.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. But yeah, the kids.
They're getting older.
Yeah. Puberty.
Gosh darn puberty.
Okay. And the other trailer is Ready Player One. Did you see
this? I did see Ready Player One.
What did you think of that?
I thought Ready Player One was cool. It was cool enough to where I obtained the audiobook.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm taking a page out of your audiobook book.
I know I like this book.
Yeah.
I know I spoke highly of it. But just remember, it is not a literary masterpiece.
Yeah.
You know, it is not a study piece.
I'm not looking for Tolstoy.
Like, okay. Just know that.
Okay.
Because I know there's a lot of hate for this movie on the internet.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't read the hate. I try and keep my Twitter feed pure.
Well, my Twitter feed is full of mid-30s-year-old...
This thing is not like the thing I remember it.
No, you know what? It's not even that. You know what it is? It's all the angry, like, mid-30, mid-40-year-olds who are all about... They hate how it's cool to be a nerd now.
But it sucked
when they were young. And now they're mad when the mainstream can recognize pop culture icons.
Can we swear on this podcast?
I mean, I don't... Yes.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck that. That's dumb.
I know.
Like, just because it was a certain... Was like, oh, I had to... What, did you have to go through the coal mines? The nerd mines? You're like, ugh. To get my anime, I had to dig through, walk uphill both ways to the comic shop. Like, F you, get out of here.
To buy two episodes on VHS.
Oh, it was $40.
Then, like, I have to mail it to my pen pal in Japan. Yeah,
that's not a good thing to be nostalgic of.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that being a nerd is cool now just means that more cool stuff can be made. Stuff that you probably like.
Yeah.
Dirty old hipsters, like.
Yeah. Okay, and then the last thing that caught my attention was... This is probably the one that actually I'm most excited for. It is the trailer for Star Trek Discovery.
I saw the thumbnail.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no Kirk.
No, this is before them.
Okay.
This is a TV show.
All right.
And
is it like a Netflix show or a TV show?
I believe it's a TV show.
Okay.
Unless it's on Netflix. I know it was like, it's owned by CBS, so I don't know if... There's a deal. But anyways, it's a TV show, and I'm super pumped because I love nothing more than a good sci-fi space opera.
Okay.
And I've been dying for one, so I want to see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw... Were we at a trailers, or...?
I think so.
Did you see the Kingsman 2 trailer?
I did.
Dude. Laser lasso.
I know.
Laser lasso.
Something else. This movie went above and beyond.
Yeah, I'm really down with it. Halle Berry, I like the one line. It's like, that's pretty American. And then Channing Tatum's just like, fuck yeah. Right? It really captures like their weird cultural stereotypes.
Yeah.
That movie looks like it's shaping up to be something cool.
Yeah.
I don't know how it'll top the church scene in the first movie. Because to me, that church scene is my favorite action scene of any action movie, period. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to that movie.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah. Before Comic-Con, though, there was a couple announcements from Telltale. They brought out some trailers. The Walking Dead final season is coming out. The one with Clem, with the girl.
What is this, season 3? Four?
Season 3, I think. 3?
Okay.
And it's the final season. So they
she
after this, they are
now?
They are... pretty much, maybe like late teens or mid teens.
Okay.
Cause the first game she was a kid. Second game she was like 10.
That's a kid.
I guess like 6 to 10.
Okay.
Maybe early teens. And it looks now she's either like late teens, early 20s.
All right.
But there's gonna be the final season of that. So I played that game, but I didn't play that game. I went over to a friend's house, and we all took turns playing it.
Oh.
And each chapter, we made our own decisions and effed over other people's decisions.
That must have been weird.
It was weird, but it was really fun.
Okay.
But the thing is I don't have any of my decisions saved on my profile.
Are you going to go through them both again?
So, maybe. I don't know. I might.
Because I know...
There's a Humble Bundle out right now.
Well, Seasons 1 and 2 were free on the PlayStation 4.
That too.
So
I don't think I got them though.
Or wanted to.
I don't remember.
Okay.
But yeah. Also, the Wolf Among Us, the Fable Arf, arf. That's, okay. The Fable series, comic book series, had their own Telltale game. That came out a while ago.
Sure did.
With Bigby Wolf. But now they're finally getting a second season. That one also kind of left off on a cliffhanger.
Definitely.
But I kind of didn't expect it to get a second season. Oh, okay. So I'm actually kind of happy that it's coming out.
He's kind of happy.
Kind of.
Okay.
Oh, we'll see. Because the first game ended kind of poorly. And that was the game where I started to realize that the choices you make in Telltale games don't actually matter.
Oh.
Like, there was, the game's older now, so I'll just spoil one of the choices.
Okay.
You get into a bar fight, and at one of the points, the guy's groggy, who you're fighting, and you have the choice to either kind of just knock him out cold, or to rip off his arms.
Ripped off his arms.
I ripped off his arms. But then, immediately after that, it turns out that guy's type of fairy tale he could just regenerate his arms. And I was like, that's dumb. Whatever. And I think the biggest news, not even out of San Diego, just the biggest news in general, is another great Microsoft product.
You say great Microsoft product. What's the number one Microsoft product?
The number one? Clippy, obviously. Yeah.
Really?
Windows ME.
That's not even a product.
Windows ME, probably.
He's a mascot.
Yo, but he sees I need help with formatting Word.
Sure.
What would you say?
The Zune?
Zune? Oh, Zune's pretty good. I almost bought a Zune.
I have a Zune.
You have a Zune?
I have a Zune. I have the Zune they used in Guardians 2.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. So, okay, I don't know if it's the greatest anymore, but it's one of the greats. It's being sunsetted.
Okay.
Microsoft Paint.
No!
This Microsoft Paint has a history in our podcast.
No!
Our original thumbnails were carefully crafted by Vince and his Microsoft Paint skills.
Yeah.
And Microsoft Paint is going away as of the Windows 10 Fall Creators Update.
No!
It will be taken away. It will just be taken out.
Why?
They are taking it out, I think, for a new program. It's called Paint 3D, which I assume is a more robust.
Okay, fine. Are they also getting rid of Notepad?
I hope not.
How about WordPad?
WordPad?
Why were there two different ones?
I don't know. Why are there two different ones? But yeah, so Paint 3D is supposed to be the successor. I don't know why they couldn't have just taken Paint 3Ds and kept Microsoft Paint. Because this is the point now where I'm like, now I know I'm old. Because I'm going to say, I know in the future, I'm going to say certain things that looks like it was made in Microsoft Paint.
Mm.
And some young gen double A-er is going to be like, what's Microsoft Paint?
Mm.
And I'll be like, oh my God. Oh, back when I could use Microsoft Paint to make shitty paintings.
Damn.
So yeah, that's a thing that's happening.
That's so sad.
Kind of disappointed. Hopefully Paint 3D will take a note from the PS2 classic Magic Pengel and let you draw in 3D space.
No.
Yeah.
No. I hope that this also means they're going to shut down other Microsoft programs.
Oh, you just want it all gone?
Yeah.
Like what? Like, what do you want?
Get rid of Windows Media Player.
Ooh, listen, I rip my CDs using that program. You better be careful.
Just get rid of it and show me something new.
Cause... Well, to be fair, they kind of have. They have Windows Music now, or Groove. Is it Groove? It's Music Play. I forget which one it is. But it's the default one on Windows 10. As someone who's just built a computer, I had to go digging through the system files to find my Windows Media Player and make it in default. All right. What else could you get rid of? Notepad, WordPad?
I don't know. We'll fuse them together.
Microsoft C++ 2008 distributable.
Oh, yeah. Visual Basic.
Visual Basic. Just get rid of Visual Basic.
Get rid of that.
Visual Advanced. That's what they'll call it.
Get rid of Remote Desktop Connection.
Yeah. No, it's... Who Remote Desktop's in? Nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah. What am I? Some sort of suit?
Yeah.
Get out of here. Virus scannings. I don't know.
Windows Defender?
Windows Defender. Get rid of that. Okay. Nobody uses that.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of what are the old... Get rid of fucking Minesweeper.
Whoa.
Get rid of the whole games tab.
Now you're playing with fire. You gotta pay for Minesweeper. You gotta pay $1.
Oh, yeah.
Or there's an addition of Windows that's like Windows 10 Pro plus Minesweeper.
Wow.
Get rid of Solitaire.
Okay.
Get rid of Spider Solitaire.
Yes.
Did they already get rid of that pinball game?
They got rid of that became an add-on of it at some point around like XP.
Lame.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's sad. Just there goes a legacy. Microsoft Paint.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that's like one of the first programs I ever used on a computer.
Yeah, I think that's the first program everybody used on a computer.
I don't know, man.
Ooh, what?
Some people I heard in DOSBox.
Do you know what they should get rid of?
What?
MS-DOS.
Oh, no, I used that actually to get out of the tough jam. No,
they
no,
should
no.
just get rid of it.
No, no, hey, hey, don't get rid of the command line. I need that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, just get rid of command.
No, I need
the that feature when you go to the start, is it still menu? What would you call it? The start?
Start it's the start menu.
The start still. Button?
Yeah.
And you go run?
Yeah.
Get rid of that. Get rid of run.
Wait, Windows R?
Yeah, get rid of that.
No! Yeah. I need that.
Yeah.
I need that to get into hidden system folders.
No, no. Just get rid of it.
Oh, gross. Oh, yeah. How am I going to get into my local app data?
I don't know. It's just gone.
I think I'm like one of the only people who still uses command line for things. Like,
I have to use it a lot on my Mac when I want to access hidden files.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Get rid of it. Just give me a tab.
Oh, you want it to be Mac exclusive. That's why.
Oh,
it's an inside job. Busted. You and the ghost of Steve Jobs.
No, I want it to be on, like, you know how the new MacBooks have the touch bar?
Yeah.
I want the command line just to be that. Like, on the touch bar.
What?
Like, that's the only place you can have it.
No. Okay. No, this conversation's gone too far.
Okay.
We asked if we could when we should have asked if we should.
Oh, okay.
All right. But yeah, that's it. That's it for my picks.
Cool. I guess we'll answer
Actually, no. One cool one I want to mention is that Adobe has mentioned by 2020 it is phasing out Flash.
What? They still have Flash?
Yeah. So Flash right now is a big thing in the computer world because it's a huge security risk.
Yeah.
You need Flash for a lot of programs and for a lot of internet websites. Probably most notably YouTube.
I thought YouTube went to HTML5.
Yeah, they have updated to HTML5, which is good. But I think there's a way to use Flash still on that. I keep hearing that YouTube and Flash are somehow connected. I don't remember how.
Oh, okay.
But it's a really big security breach because Flash has been hacked in and out, back and forth, up and down.
Yeah.
So it's cool to see that they're not just... Like, a company making a platform change, not just to be like, check out this new marketing thing, but to be like... Hey, no, this is like a big security hole for PCs. Mm. So we're going to help out PC community by phasing this out.
All right. Right.
So I thought that was a pretty cool. Good up on Adobe. Now all you got to do is release Photoshop as a single as a single program and not make me pay $50 a month.
No, my friend.
No.
You are going to pay that monthly subscription.
Gross. So yeah, that's actually it.
What am I using? I'm using Adobe CS6.
Dang.
On old tech.
Yeah, that old tech.
I got that. Wait, was CS6 the one? No, it must have been 4 where they introduced Content Aware.
I thought it was 5.
5?
I think it was 5.
Okay, so I'm on the one after that.
Okay.
That, wow, that changed my life.
Content Aware feels super useful.
Oh my god, that changed my life.
Yeah.
The amount of things I could just directly rip off without watermarks. Wow.
The amount of editing that you used to have skill to do, you just click a button.
Now it's just like, we'll do it, we'll make the magic happen.
Yeah, look, you hear your processor go nuts for a little bit, and then it's like, hey.
It's like the Disney button.
Yeah, that's great.
Let's make it magic.
It's fantastic.
Cool.
So,
awesome. Let's go into our weeks.
Yep.
Sure, I'll start it off. So, guess what? I watched a television show.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
A couple months ago, I went to a spurt of watching this reality TV show called Alone.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Is that the one where they're on the island?
Yeah, they're by themselves. They have the whole camera. Yeah, okay, so Alone is the one where they put them on an island by themselves, and they have 70 pounds of camera equipment, and they have to record the whole thing.
Yeah.
There's 10 of them. They all cannot come into contact with each other because they're too far apart, and they can choose to tap out whenever. Last man standing wins.
Yeah.
Okay? It's very fun. Very, very amazing to
very
watch.
Very hip, very cool.
Yeah. So for season 4, which just aired in June, which I didn't know about, is even better.
Why?
There's 2 people per team now.
Oh. So they're just, where we need personal drama. Just having...
Yeah.
Yeah, just having survival isn't enough. We need to see people destroy their lives together.
Well, here's the thing, okay? So, 2 people, again, same thing. They get put on this isolated place where other teams can't get to them.
Yeah.
However, one is called the settler, one is called the hiker. Settler gets dropped first, and they stay there. They're going to make base camp there. They're going to whatever.
Okay.
Set up. The other one's dropped off on the other side of the island.
Oh.
10 miles away.
Okay.
And he or she has to hike to the settler.
To find them?
To find them, and then they can continue on living on their own. Here's the thing. In the first three seasons where it was just one person, they were given 10 items that they could choose from themselves.
Yeah.
Because it's two people, they only have 10 items.
Oh, and between the two of them.
Between the two of them. One person has 5, the other person has 5.
Okay.
So each of them only have half their supply resources.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it interesting. And then, of course, when they do meet up, yes, drama happens.
What's it going to take for this to go, like, one step too far? And, like, someone dies.
I think they got to put them somewhere where there's a real risk of wildlife killing you.
True.
Like, real. I mean, they're in Vancouver Island, highest density of black bears and most common mountain lion attacks.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, put them in Africa.
True.
I want to get someone killed by a hippo, run over by an elephant.
Eaten by a Komodo dragon?
Yeah, something like that.
The thing is like, I know they sign a waiver.
Yeah.
When they do this. But, like, hey, we put you in this situation where you died.
Yeah.
Like, can that be wavered away? Like, and it's the whole thing of...
No, you can. You can.
Really?
You can sign the risk of your life.
Because it's the whole thing of, like, if I sign a work contract, but that work contract is illegal.
Yeah.
That work contract is null and void, even though I signed it. Right?
There, it's America.
Work.
Yeah.
Damn.
They got them loopholes.
Loopholes? All right.
Anyways, so that was that show. That's great. The couples, or the pairings are like a lot of... There's only one married couple.
Oh, that marriage is done. That marriage is done for.
Except they're the only ones who are like, you know, we spend 3 months out of the year in Alaska in a 12x12 cabin.
Oh my God.
And we live off the grid.
Oh my God.
And it's just like, oh, they know their shit.
It's a hardcore couple.
Yeah. The other ones are there's a lot of brothers.
Okay.
There's a Canadian brothers from Toronto.
Okay. Oh, some yuppies are...
They look like two Ron Weasleys from Harry Potter.
What?
Yeah.
I bet they're going to win.
They're also, like, huge. Like, 6'5".
Oh, okay.
And they're super built.
So. Okay, never mind.
There's a couple of other brothers who have, like, age gaps. Like, 15-year age gaps.
Okay.
And they're like, we... And, you know, like, a lot of their reasoning is, when he was 5, I was 17, and I got... I moved out to college, and so we've never grown up or spent time together, so we want to use this time to...
Yeah, this is the perfect time to bond.
I know, right?
What?
They're like 40 and 30 now, and it's like, okay, sure. And then my favorite ones are the father and son ones.
Oh, my God.
Because you know that's going to go wrong.
No, it's going to go terribly wrong.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's going to... And it's kind of cute, because it's like, oh, yeah, me and my dad were like... I looked at my dad, he's my hero, and it's like, yeah, well, whatever.
Yeah. You're going to watch your dad break down in front of you.
Yeah.
And your dreams will be shattered.
Yeah.
What's stopping them from just, like, going to another base camp and taking their shit?
On Vancouver Island, it's, like, separated by bodies of water that they can't cross.
Oh, okay.
And so there's 10 specific areas, and they just can't get to them because they send them out there in the middle of fall.
Okay.
So the water's too cold to cross, and it's too far, and like they don't have a boat.
Okay.
Right? So.
Because I'm waiting for this to turn into the Hunger Games. Like, 6 foot tall bros are just like, let's build a boat. And then they build a boat, and they're like, good thing I brought this gun.
Wow. A lot of them do try build boats.
Okay.
And they do, they're pretty successful, but their boats, because they're handmade, they can't withstand a long journey.
Okay.
Especially in rough waters, because this is the most rained upon area and stormy weather in Canada. And the other catch is if one person of their team taps out, they're both gone.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, so I'm going to do a little bit of spoilers, but some guy taps out during the hike, and the helicopter just comes and finds the other guy.
Wow.
At the base camp, and it's like, sorry, you're done.
He's like, what?
He's like, what? He's like, no, your teammate tapped out.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. And the 10-mile hike is, it's no joke. Takes some of them, like, a week and a half to get there.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. I might actually watch
that. Yeah, it's crazy stuff.
You did I know you recommended, like, the first one
a
lot, but I just never watched it. But I guess having that personal drama will make me
definitely turns it more into, like, because the first couple ones are like, oh, this is a test of mental strength
and fortitude,
and then just, you know, independence. But adding the second person is definitely more of a, we need the ratings.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it does add. But it's still really fun because they both still have to film it and shit.
Mm.
And it is really, it's very, it's cute when a lot of them meet up together and they're like, oh my God, my heart. I can't believe they made it.
Oh, I missed you so much.
Yeah. It's like, it's fun like that.
Okay.
So I did that. Then I played this beta.
Teach me all about it.
This Destiny 2 beta.
Yo. So I have sworn off Destiny.
Yeah, you have.
But
you're gonna
again,
you're probably going to get Destiny.
White PS4 Pro.
Yeah.
So, how's Destiny?
It's Destiny.
Shit.
So, on first glance, I was just like, yeah, this is just more Destiny.
Okay.
But there's a lot of, like, under-the-hood changes that they've made that really fuck with the formula.
Okay, and, like, how?
So, do you remember how the weapons worked out?
You had one slot for each, apparently, I think.
Yeah, so you had, like, your main weapon.
Your sidearm.
Your sidearm could be a secondary, so it was like a sniper rifle or shotgun.
And then
you had a power weapon.
Yeah, the machine gun or the rocket launcher.
Now you have two primaries
and
one power weapon.
Okay.
Which is dumb.
That sounds like it.
Yeah, because now your primaries are basically...
I have two of the same gun.
Yeah, assault rifle, or a handgun.
There's no sniper rifle? There's no...
Sniper rifle is now a power weapon.
Huh.
So now you choose between a sniper rifle or a grenade launcher or a rocket launcher.
I'm picking the rocket launcher.
Yeah, but what if you need the sniper rifle?
When did you ever need a sniper rifle in Destiny? Other than when you were trying to cheese things.
PvP?
No. Use the hand cannon. That thing was accurate as a sniper rifle.
Anyways, the what I'm trying to say is anyways, they've balanced weapons to such a point where in PvP, it feels great.
Does it? Okay.
It does.
That's good.
The rest of the game, you feel so weak.
Huh.
You go down so fast, and you're not doing damage to other people.
See, like, the thing of Destiny that I wanted was not more difficulty.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the raids were where
the opening raid in this beta is surprisingly difficult.
Is it a raid or is it a strike?
Strike. It's surprisingly tough.
Okay. I heard the biggest enemy is a power generator windmill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, like, the biggest killer of people in...
Yeah. I died to it a couple times.
Okay.
Yeah. I will say it does have more of a proper on par with Halo campaign type of feel to it.
Okay.
Like that first strike that you first get into, there is more story there than all of Destiny.
Do you want that?
Yeah.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, I do want that. And it feels good. It looks good. Okay. You're doing like there's other people in the world. But it seems like they really are trying to double down on player versus player, and that's not what I want Destiny for.
Yeah, like I did mostly play PvP in Destiny 1, but that was only because of how garbage it was to find teams for PvE.
Yeah, and I feel like you always did it a lot because you had to grind out certain things.
Yeah, to get certain marks or to get certain weapons.
So. I mean, if you like the way Destiny felt in terms of its mechanics, then you shouldn't be disappointed. It still remains to be seen what that full game is going to look like.
Okay.
They haven't shown off the social area.
Yeah.
Or at least they did, but they did it for like 1 hour and I was busy, so I didn't get to see it.
Hmm.
So. Loading times seem significantly reduced.
Yeah, but that's also, it's a beta and it's installed directly to your hard drive.
So it was the first Destiny on mine.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, I don't know then.
Yeah.
You get any hot ships?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I got some gear.
You got a sick speeder bike?
No.
Wow.
The hunter class, the class I love,
yeah,
fucking sucks.
Why?
Just so useless.
Okay.
Like, especially on PvE.
No. Like, the thing I always felt that the hunter was for generating hella orbs in the last one.
Not really. No.
Huh.
The Titan's where it's at.
Titan was where it was at last time, too.
No, but the Titan this time, like, you can either put up that bubble.
Yeah.
Or you could just put up a wall.
Oh, yeah, the portable barrier.
Yeah, and you're just like, damn.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
That's what about the Wizard? Do I still got Force Lightning?
The Wizard's pretty cool. The Wizard's definitely better than the Hunter.
Okay.
That's for sure. I mean, like, remember, one of the Hunter's special abilities is they throw a knife. So.
When you put it that way, it does sound kind of lame.
Right? I mean.
That's fair.
The other classes have something else cool, but no, this one throws a frigging knife. So, yeah, you deal with that. Destiny 2. It's a video game.
It's video game.
It's going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
No Overwatch update?
I'm just waiting for Doomfist to come out.
Okay.
Otherwise, I mean, I still play the odd match here and there.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still going strong. Don't think I'm going to quit. Can't quit.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah.
Nice. Yep. All right. So I told you I bought that hot new PC. Mm. So I've been playing some games on my PS4.
Yep.
So I've been playing the remake of Dead Rising 1.
Oh, you bought that, yeah.
Yeah, I bought that a while ago. It's Dead Rising 1. And
you like it.
It's fun.
Okay.
Did you like Dead Rising 1?
I thought Dead Rising 1 was pretty cool. I didn't beat it, though.
You didn't?
No.
Okay. There's, it's Dead Rising 1. It's still got all of the same things, like all the achievements pop up when you get them in, like, a news ticker. Frank West has still covered wars, you know? And, yeah, you still save. It's still mainly a giant escort mission. And yeah, everything is as it was, but it just looks nicer.
Cool.
It's not necessarily a bad thing.
Cool.
And then I've been playing another remake, Final Fantasy XII, The Zodiac Age.
Oh, so you've been looking forward to this.
Zodiac, yeah.
Tell me if I made a good decision in buying this.
Final Fantasy XII is my favorite Final Fantasy.
Okay.
And I think this is definitely for sure the way to play this game. So just some convenience features they added are... an overhead map.
Wait, 12 didn't have an overhead
map? So it had your little radar, but towns
were
so...
Oh, but it just had dots.
Just had dots, and towns were so big that you kind of just needed to learn the kind of the map of the world, like, as you explored.
Yeah.
Right? And I remember specifically in the PS2 version, like, being lost in the first parts of that game. It's like going to sewers and figure out how to get out here and then figure out how to get to the South Gate.
Yeah.
But now they have a little thing where you click in one of the sticks and it gives you, like, here's the whole map of the whole city and where you are. So it's super useful.
Okay.
Other thing is you press a button to speed up the game time.
Yeah.
You can speed it up twice as fast or, if you're really feeling it, four times as fast.
Four
times as fast is too fast for me to walk around. But I can see it if I set up my gambits and I have, like, a farming spot, just four times speed that shit and just get through it.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Right. It is nice. It doesn't sound nice. It is nice.
All right.
Getting through the tutorial was a breeze because it's at two times speed. Or when I'm in a boss battle where, because it's a tutorial, I'm just attacking over and over again, four times speed.
Uh-huh.
It's fantastic. The thing that's new... It, for North American people, unless you imported the international Zodiac job system, is the Zodiac job system.
Yeah.
So before in Final Fantasy XII, you had the license board. And pretty much, if you wanted to wear a sick cornet hat,
that's my problem.
You need to pay the government some LP to get a license, to get a hat license.
I remember now.
Right? So you still need to get a license. But the thing was, in the first game, is that everyone's license board was the same.
Sure was.
So at the very end of the game, you had a bunch of people who were the same character.
Yeah.
And pretty much it was just who had the better base stats for what you need. This person? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in this game, you have to pick a class, and they tell you in big red Legend of Zelda font, once you pick, you cannot go back. So when you get a character and you want a class spec, you better make sure you will choose that class. That's the class you want because you cannot choose again. You can dual class. So eventually you can pick a second class. But the thing is like, you can, if you want, go through that whole game with none of your people being a white mage.
Mm.
Right?
Wow.
It's kind of nuts. I know there are certain, because of looking up the international version, like, long ago, I know there are some combinations that are more effed than others. But it's still not any less nerve-wracking being like, okay, I know Vaughn should probably either be, like, the ninja equivalent or the red mage, right? But it's still like, oh, should he, though? Because he could be, like, a samurai. He could be, like, whatever.
No, he could be a tank.
He could be a tank. You don't put him as a tank. Don't. That's what... What's his face? Bosch is for. Bosch is the tank. Don't put Pinello as a ninja. Make Pinello the white mage.
Or DPS.
Or, listen, live your life the way you want.
So I told you this. I think I can't remember if it was on air or off air, but I never beat 12 because I made...
This was off air. This is when I was buying the game.
Oh, okay. I made 5 DPSs and 1 white mage. And I got to a point where I got stuck.
And you're like, I got no tank.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, please don't make that mistake again because in this case, you can't go back. You can't grind out
No, tank. I think this time I'm going to look up which characters should be what class.
Okay.
And pick that.
That's fair. Well, okay, I want you to guess. I'm going to give you a little spoiler. What do you think Balthier should be?
Balthier?
Yeah. What class should he be?
Can you tell me the classes?
I can look up the classes.
Okay.
But, Balthier. Like, what do you think he's going to have? Like, a ranged class? Do you think he's going to have a melee, support?
Ooh, Balthier. I think he's going to be ranged support.
Ranged support?
Like a buff debuff. No. He's like a ranged thief.
You're wrong on both accounts.
Okay.
So, here are the...
Please don't tell me he's a fucking tank. Don't tell me he's the white mage. No, he's not the white mage. Okay. Shooting heals.
All right, so... This board sucks.
Mm.
All right, so here are the classes. The Shikari, which is basically a ninja.
Mm.
Red Battle Maids. Mm. The Bushi, which is the samurai. Mm. Machinist, ranged.
Mm.
Foe Breaker, kind of like debuffs. Monk. Mm. Where else? Monk and Knight. White Mage, Black Mage. There's some other ones.
He's there. A knight.
No.
What is he?
He's the samurai.
What?
Yeah, his stats are best used if you give him the Bushi class, because he is the best with a katana.
But he has a fucking gun.
Yeah. So Fran is
like, the one... Like, he's a pirate!
Yeah, but he's a samurai pirate now.
Oh, okay, fine, he's a cutlass. Okay, yeah. Sure, alright.
So Fran is the one you want as your gun person, or your bow person.
Oh, okay, because she's a bow.
Yeah, right. She's also, like, of the Feywood.
Balthier... Right. I mean, he's still the best.
He's still pretty cool. He is still Han Solo of the Star Wars universe, of the Final Fantasy universe.
Yeah.
But I think the super crazy thing about this game is I didn't realize this. So in the original version, remember the Zodiac Spear?
Yeah.
Just legendary. It was this thing that you had a 1% chance to get this chest.
Yeah.
But only if you didn't pick up certain other chests or beat certain other enemies, or else it would just disappear, right?
Yeah.
It's dumb. They have added a bunch more of those weapons. So they have made the Zodiac Spear something you can pretty much ultimately get.
Because
if you don't get the rare chest drop, you can get it from like a guild, right? You do hunts for them and they give you
as a reward. Oh, that's good.
But there are other weapons. I believe it's a bow. I forget what it's called. But there are these like super ultra uber weapons. Their model is there is no model. They're invisible. Right, so you're just swinging around an invisible sword, or you're shooting an invisible
bow.
That's
lame.
It's super lame. But they have the best stats.
Who cares?
So there is one where it's on the top of an airship deck.
Yeah.
The chest that you need spawns on top of this airship, has, I believe, a 3% chance to spawn.
Yeah.
But the item inside the invisible chest has a 1% chance... to be given to you. But it only has a 1% chance if you are wearing a diamond bangle. So in your party, one of your characters has to be wearing a diamond bangle while a 3% invisible chest spawns so that you can have a chance at a 1% drop in that chest.
Wow. That's so dumb.
It's so stupid. And there's a couple weapons like those where they're like they're the ultimate uber weapons, and there's a good chance you will never get them.
All right then.
Thanks.
Put in my Game Shark.
Thanks, video games.
Yeah, that's just cruel.
Yeah, it's really mean. So yeah, I still think it's the best Final Fantasy. I'm still rolling through it, and this is the way to play. Like, I think you made a good decision purchasing it. Going back to your original question, like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. How is the remixed orchestra?
The soundtrack? I think it sounds pretty good.
Yeah,
that original soundtrack is a lot of strings. It's a lot of like violins, live orchestra. So the fact that they reorchestrated it sounds really nice.
Okay,
if you got the first day one edition or the Steelbook edition, it does come with a download code for you to have the original background music from the PS2 game.
Oh,
so that's a cool option. I would rather listen to the reorchestration.
Cool.
I think the weirdest thing about this game, though, is that everything looks really nice. They're upright PS2 models, so it's as nice as it can look.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is that the PS2 the voices are still the PS2 samples, and they sound really grainy. and like PS2 quality. It just sounds really weird.
I see. I guess they didn't want to touch that.
Yeah, to redo the VO or touch up the VO. But yeah, so that's it. Still my favorite Final Fantasy.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, man. It's been pretty slow. Played Diablo 3. New season came out. Necromancer came out. Yep. I'm not playing the Necromancer.
Wow.
I'm playing Support Monk.
Wow.
Yeah, to be honest, it's been kind of a slow week for me.
That's all right. It's been slow all around. I've just been looking at toys.
You bought a giant toy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, guys, check out the Facebook page. There's a video.
Bought Fortress Maximus.
Yeah. Anthony opened it up for me.
I did. I like opening things.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
You can hear more about that when you watch the video. So, yeah.
I know next week I'll have played Splatoon 2.
Will you?
I did just bought it.
Maybe I will, too.
Just buy it.
Maybe I will, too.
But you said you weren't going to buy it.
There's three copies in this room.
So?
I think I can steal one of them.
No. No, you can't. You got to play your own. You got to buy your own
copy. I think I can. I know there's a sealed physical copy somewhere in here.
No.
Oh, there's no sealed one?
No.
Oh, you opened it. Even easier. No. I just need the cart.
No, it is sealed. I didn't open it yet.
I'll take it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, then. So we'll look forward to next
week. Oh, yeah. Sorry. No Kamen Rider this week either.
Yeah, the TV Nihon.
Our supplier.
It's late.
Our supplier.
I'm going to have a word with the producer. I don't know if this business relationship can last.
Listen, I know your subs are of high quality, but I don't need to know that. Ore!
Oh, ore.
Ore.
Ore. That's so good.
You know, Naruto, I'm tired of you being a little bitch.
Have you seen his video that he put on? We're talking about Pro-Z.
Pro-ZD.
ZD on YouTube and Twitter.
The only good video game viner.
Yeah. He put up a video. He goes, I'm going to rate 100 of your waifus.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It's 20 minutes long. I watched all of it.
I want to watch it.
It's
Where's your waifu?
Huh?
Where's your waifu?
Well, he didn't put mine in there.
Not even in the top 100.
No. Like, he's like submitted by Twitter, so they just...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so no one submitted her. I guess she's too old now. You
Maybe,
know?
Yeah.
She's a decade old.
She's not hot.
Man, she's a decade old.
Wait, is Gurren Lagann really 10 years old?
2007.
Dang.
Yeah.
I want to rewatch that show.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I was going to, but then I remember that the Blu-ray is coming out next month.
Okay.
So.
And you're all on that.
Yeah, I'm all on that $175 for Blu-rays.
Dang.
Stupid.
You're going to buy it. Shut up.
Don't tell me what I'm going to do. Anyways, thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.